Blog Talk Radio.
The preacher
and the pastor.
Today we have an interesting topic.
Play your position.
How important is that to play your position?
It is very important. It's so important for you to play your position. Now don't you play my position. Play your position.
Yes, that's correct. You know, a lot of times even in marriage we play both positions, but it's important in order for the marriage or whatever business to be successful, we have to play our position.
Oh, you better talk that talk.
Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we are talking about playing your position. Play your position. Now, this show is designed to help us to understand how important it is to understand and know how important it is to play your position and understanding your position. Then being out of position can cause sometimes delays or even our own demise. So in life, we have to position ourselves in order to get to where we're trying to get to. But playing our position is understanding our role and the requirements so that we can be effective in that position. And today, I'm so excited. Today, we actually have a special guest. I can't wait for you all to hear from her, you know, and understand and playing her position. She has so many different positions that she plays where she's the head of the boss. She runs it. We have Davlin Denise Edwards is going to be on the show today. So I'm very excited about having her on the show. I had
Amen.
An opportunity be on her show. She's the host of the National Christian Show, and so I'm definitely excited about having her today.
Oh, really?
If you're just here, we're talking about play your position and understanding your position. Pastor, let's talk a little bit about playing your position.
Okay, well, I'm an ex-athlete, so I know a lot about playing your position.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was a particular there was a particular time, you know, where I was on this this team, and some of the listeners, you know, they were on the team with me. I was on a football team, and I just wanted to play more than one position. The position that I wanted, that wasn't the position that I was given. And that made me feel some type of way because I wanted to play this one position. But the coach and all the other coaches, you know, they had came together and they had realized that the best position for me to play was another position. I just had a problem with that. Until it came a point in time to where the position where the coach had for me, I ended up losing that position because I wanted to be in another position that did not fit me. So it's very important that you play your position. You know, once he got it into my head that, you know, you play your position and play your position only and make sure you are very good at playing your position because everything is going to work together because that's what we need you at. Amen.
Amen. And once you understood your position and you got into that position, because like we know, if we play our position and we perfect that position, then we can be effective in that position. I've been in places as far as business and in ministry where people were trying to play other positions like they were not the manager, but they wanted to act like they were the manager. They couldn't even be effective in their position because they was too busy trying to manage something that they was not even in control of. And you have to tell the person, hey, wait a minute, you need to play your position. This is not your position. You know, even trying to tell somebody how to do something and what they need to do and how they need to do it, and they're out of position. I can't receive from someone that's not in the position, because if you're not operating in the position that's given to you and you're in charge of giving, you know, people say all the time, are you paying my bills? Are you giving the raises? Are you the boss?
Right.
So I'm not even listening to you if you're out of position. Now, if you're in the position to tell me what to do, if you're in a position to make sure I'm getting my check, that's going to be a whole different conversation I'm going to have with you. That's going to be a whole other different level of respect, because, you know, we have respect for different positions. We have a different respect for our president, or we should have, because he has a certain position. And understanding,
right,
if
right.
you're trying to play a position that's not your position, you're not going to be effective in that thing. And if, you know, a lot of times we can cause our own demise or our own delays because we don't even know what position the position that we're in, we don't even know how to play that position because we're out of position. So the question is, what position are you in? Are you in position? Are you out of position? Are you in the wrong position? We got, in order to play the position, we got to know where we are.
Well, nobody, most people don't even realize that they are out of position. Now, you said something at the beginning of the show. You said something about playing your position in marriage. So now I'm going to let you take this one because you said it. So what do you mean by playing your position in marriage?
Well, you know what? I've been told by my husband that I needed to play my position and that I was trying to be in God's position, and I was trying to be in the front, I was trying to be in the middle, I was trying to be in the back. And I was looking at him like, in which is you, like, what are you talking about? I'm playing my position. But not only that, but it brought to me is that, yeah, you're playing your position and you're trying to play my position. You want to be the husband. You want to be the wife. You want to be God in this thing. You want to be the leader. You not only want to be the head, you want to be the tail. And so, you know, it's very important in marriage that we understand our position and what we are required to do, you know. And then let me say this, like, sometimes people have a different way that they run their marriage or that they expect their marriage to operate, and understanding what it means to be the wife and what does it mean to be the husband. What does it mean to be in the position of the wife? What is the wife supposed to do? What is the husband supposed to do? Who's to say that you're wrong or you're out of position because, you know, you want things to be done your way, or is this what your position requires? And if you ask me, what is my position as a wife is to be my husband, to be there, to be his, what is the word I'm looking for, helpmate, not to control or try to tell you what to do, but looking at the situation and assessing the situation, say it would be better if we did it this way, to be able to, you know, strengthen you, to be there, to be able to help you in whatever, you know, we're set out to do and coming together and coming to agreement, not that one, and understand that one position is more greater than the other, but they are equally, and if we effectively operate in our position, then our marriage can move smoothly and we'll be able to help one another to grow and to prosper in this life as husband and wife. So understanding my position as a wife and as I am in marriage, I am understanding because I'm married to my husband. You know, a lot of times we'd be out of position because we're so used to operating out of position in different relationships that we've been in. We get into another relationship, and it was probably a whole other show, but playing the position all wrong. You know, in the position, but playing the position all wrong. So not only play your position, but when you're in your position, knowing how to play your position that you're in.
Amen. Yo, you about to help somebody. You about to help a lot of relationships.
I'm about to help myself again, all over again.
There was some good food. I was about to say preacher, because you was on it. You was right on top of that thing. And I know it's people that listen, people that are listening, and almost everybody can relate to that. You know, that's not just, you know, for wives, but that is for husbands as well. I'm going to have to go in and take a little bit of responsibility. You know, I'm going to tell the viewers, you know, there are times to where I want to be out of position. Not saying that I want to be, I don't want to be the wife. I'm not going to say that, you know, but what I am saying is that there are certain things that I have to make sure that I trust you with. Now, that's when we talk about playing the position. We're talking about being in order, you know, being in order. Because, you know, that's what God, you know, wants us to be decent and be in order. Now, you were made for me and I were made for you. But I don't think that there was one person that know more than the other one. There is not one idea that is better than the other one. Sometimes, you know, you just may have a better idea. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we should definitely be able to compromise. I mean, if you are in a relationship, you should definitely be able to compromise. I should definitely be able to, you know, hear what you have to say and even consider, you know, saying, okay, well, let's go this way. Even if I think I can go do it something better, let's just go. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's another thing. And a lot of times we do try to be, you know, operating, being in a position, but operating, operating an era in the position that we're in. So that brings the question that, are you in a position to be blessed? So you know the position, but are you in the right position to be blessed?
Right.
Play your position, but are you in a position to be blessed as you are positioned to prosper, to grow, to win? So we have to position ourselves so that we don't fail, because if we position ourselves incorrectly, we can fail, we can be hurt, and we can hurt others, and it'll cause us setbacks, and it'll cause us to be cursed or to lose. So a lot of times if we're playing in the wrong position or we haven't positioned ourselves correctly in this life, it can only not only affect us but affect our children and generations to come. So we have to be careful not only to play our position but make sure that we're in the right position that we're playing, making sure that you're in the right position. If you're tuning into the show right now, the preacher and the pastor, we're talking about play your position, and we're talking on this topic. We're speaking on it about knowing, one, what position you're in, and then playing your position, making sure you're in the right position, and then being effective in that position that you are in. A lot of people, they don't even know what position to get in and how to position themselves. We always play for divine positioning so that God can bless us. That's very important, that you're in a place that God can position yourself to receive, position yourself to let go, let God do a work in you. And that's about positioning your mind, you know, focusing your mind. Where's your mind at? What is the position of your mind? So that's very important. With anything that we do, we have to position our mind. We have to get our mind in a place where we can be able to prosper and grow. Amen.
Amen. Can you tell, now you and I, we had a little exercise, and I don't think you knew what I was going to do, about trust. So now we're talking about playing the position.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell everybody about this exercise that you and I had about trust. Well, what I did was I had asked my wife, you know, to stand up, and I asked her to stand up, and she did. She stood up, and I asked her to put one foot slightly backwards. And I didn't tell her what I was going to do, and I turned around, and I just fell backwards, and I said, and catch me. But I told her to catch me as I was falling. So I had already knew what position she needed to be in to catch me. But if she was out of position, I could have hurt myself real bad. But I just did that, you know, just to know, just to let her know that, you know, I trust you that you were going to catch me before I hit the floor.
Yes.
So I think when you play your position, you definitely should be in the right position, because you never know when your partner is going to fall. Now, if your partner, if he's going to fall and you're out of position, are you there to catch him, or where were you? Where were you at? Why you weren't there to catch him when you should have been in position in the first place?
In position,
your
amen.
Your partner needs to be able to trust you. He needs to be able to trust you. She needs to be able to trust you, and it's vice versa. So So definitely make sure that we are playing your position and being in position at all times. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we understand that was a good exercise he did the other day, and he's always he's such a teacher and a demonstrator that he always has to demonstrate and show me things, and I'll be like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "You told me to get like
that
this.
Would mess you
up. That's not how I would do it. I would not position myself that way. I would have my legs spread this way, my arms out this way, so I could catch you. And then you're gonna position me this way, and then just say, catch me, and you know, while you're falling, you know, not even letting me know what you're doing."
But you caught me.
Yeah,
you caught me.
But
sometimes
I said,
you don't have
too
time
heavy
to explain everything. Sometimes you don't have it. You don't have enough time to. I don't have time to explain everything that I'm going to do. I just need to be able to trust you. You know,
yeah,
I ask you to be
in that position
to be here. You know, to be here. You know, and I believe that, you know, a lot of times in our lives, you know, when God, when He wants us to go somewhere or to be in a certain place, we want to know, okay, why you need to be in that place. And sometimes, you know, we won't even go. But if we would have just went, if we just went where God told me to be, if you just be there and told you to be, you'll get those instructions when you get there.
Yeah.
Just be there. Be there.
Just
be there.
God
needs to know that He can trust you. He needs to know that He can trust you. When you're out of position, He want to know that, okay, will you just go? Will you just have faith? Will you just trust me just to go there, and I'll show you there when you get there? Play
my
your
God.
Position.
Yeah, and that reason when you're saying that, it makes me think about people who say when something happened to someone they love, they say, if I could have just been there, if I wouldn't have left, they got in a position to do what they wanted to do. They say, if I just would have been in a position, I could have helped them. And that happens a lot of time in our life. We feel like if we would have stayed in position, a lot of times we move before time, we get out of position and we miss our blessing. We get out of position and miss what God has for us.
Right.
We get out of position and we end up hurting ourselves. We get out of position because we get impatient. And as we know, the key to our breakthrough is how we position ourselves. We have to be prepared for the positioning as well. Now, we know Jesus positioned himself to be the Savior of this world. Everything was positioned. Everything had to line up. People had to be in place. So if you're just here tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about Play Your Position. We do have our special guest, and we're so excited to have her. I know I'm excited. My husband is excited about having Dazzling Denise Edwards on the show today. Come on now. Dazzling in itself says a lot. So we're having the dazzling one on the show today, and she definitely lives up to her name and title. I'm so excited to have her. We're going to take a little music break. We'll be right back with Dazzling Denise Edwards on the show, and we're so excited to know what God is doing in her, the businesses that she's operating, how successful she is. She's on everything. She's everywhere. And God has definitely opened doors for this young lady to just come on in and be blessed, for she has positioned herself to be able to do all that God is calling her to do and even more. I see even more blessings coming for her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all stay tuned. We'll be right back with the preacher and the pastor.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
You
Hello, we're back here on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Today we're talking about play your position. Play your position. We have now, and we're so excited to bring on Dazzling Denise. Welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor Show.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
We're doing
how
wonderful.
Doing?
Welcome
That's
to the
good.
Show.
That's good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other
You're
way.
Honest.
I just had to have you on the show. And Dazzling Denise, also known as the Southern, how you say it, Denise?
Which part?
Your country, Southern country. What do you call yourself? I know
oh,
you're Dazzling Denise.
Oh, Southern girl Denise. You say Southern country, but Southern girl Denise.
Because you know when I first met you, I was like, "This, where are you from?" I was like, "Oh, you got to be from Louisiana," because you sound country to me. I was like, "She's country."
My family's from Louisiana, but I'm originally from Houston. So that's why I have that Southern accent, because of my family, and I just kept it. Even when I moved to Los Angeles, I still had that Southern accent. People always say, "Where are you from? You from the South?" And so I just kept up with the name Southern Girl Denise.
Southern Girl Denise and Dazzling Denise. Tell us a little bit about you, Denise. I know you have several businesses. I know you have your travel agency, your school teacher. You have the radio show, Not So Christian, a radio show. I don't know. You do a lot of things. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how God positioned you to do all that you're doing, and you're a mother.
Right, exactly. Yes, I'm a full-time mother. I'm a full-time school teacher. I own my own travel business. I'm a radio personality. I act as well. So I have a jack of all trades. But in order for me to get to that position where I'm at now, I had to find out my spiritual gift from God. You know, God gives us all different gifts. Sometimes it's multiple gifts. So once I found out the gift that God gave me, and one of my gifts is serving, that's like my number one gift. Then I also have a teaching gift and a giving gift. So what I've learned to do, out of all the things that I do, I apply all those spiritual gifts with my jobs, and so that's how I became so successful with those gifts, with those positions, because I have positioned myself according to my spiritual gift from God. So God has just been opening up doors. So every time I would pray for, like, once I position myself. Putting myself in the right position, I prayed about it, and once I prayed about certain things, God revealed it to me that's my calling. For example, when I was trying to focus on my acting career, I asked God, I said, "Please position myself with people that will allow me to perform on that platform." And someone reached out to me through Facebook Messenger, and they connected me with you. And so that was a blessing from the skies, because I had just prayed about that. I'm like, "Please, God, let me be able to perform to showcase my talent on someone's platform." And that's how me and you got connected with theater. So I thank God for you.
You do a great job.
And everything that you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You do a great job, too. You always want to give me attitude. Let's talk about that attitude and every character.
No, every character.
Did she have something against me for real? Because I did not give up with this attitude in it. Where does this attitude come from? It always jumps out. But anyway, yes.
I don't know. I think when I was younger, I had a little attitude here and there. So I guess I just bring that out on stage.
Somehow, it's in
it
there. It comes out. I thought I was going to be able to just dominate you in one of those scenes as the man, and you was like, "Hold on now." I was like, "Wait a minute. We did not rehearse that. Who is this person?"
We cannot go over that.
Reno Tacos. Where do you get tacos from? I want the tacos.
Yeah, that's true.
She's like, "I like just the tacos." I don't want no tacos. I'm sure my husband has a question from you. Go ahead, let me start.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
We'll go on and on.
Yeah.
All right. Dazzling Denise, you said here that you are a school teacher, and you also said that you host a radio show called Not So Christian. Now, out of the two,
mm-hmm.
being a school teacher, my parents are all teachers, my brother, sister. I just grew up in a family of all teachers, so I know about teachers. So comparing being a teacher and to being a host on the show, having your own show, which one would you say is the most challenging?
Oh, the most challenging. That's a good question. Both of them has their own challenges, but I think my biggest challenge probably the radio, my radio show, because creating it from scratch, you know, teaching, they give you everything that you need to teach, but when you're creating something from scratch that's all you, it's a big challenge, you know, because it's more work because you're doing most of the work yourself, trying to create everything, you know. So I would say being a radio personality would be more challenging, but it's more, I mean, teaching is more rewarding, but the radio personality is more challenging.
Can you tell us a little bit about the show, Not So Christian? That sounds like a very interesting show to watch, or to watch, to listen to.
They ain't so Christian on that show. I'm telling you, they don't do Christian stuff. I'm just kidding.
But I'm glad that you said watch, because you're putting it out there in the universe that one day my show will be able to be shown all across the world. So I'm glad that you said that. It's spoken into existence. But my platform is basically to talk about those times that we fall short from God's glory, talk about those times that we're not Christian-like and try to become better Christians and share our testimonies with other people to help lift other people up, because a lot of people feel like they're going through it by themselves, but, you know, a lot of people are going through the same thing. So just to have those grinching moments, those conversations that you can't really talk about in a traditional church. So we bring all of that on our platform and talk about those different things.
Amen. And what I'm getting right now is that you are a minister. I don't know if anybody's told you that before, but, you know, you've been called into ministry. You know already to serve, but you've been called a minister. That's why God is pouring in so many of these qualities in you. So you'll find yourself going to another level in the spiritual realm where you will be ministering. And I'm not just talking about what you're doing right now, but you'll be ministering in the church. Hallelujah.
Right.
So that's what I've heard confirmation
about that too. So thank you so much for saying that, because I really do believe that I am going to do more ministry. Right. So I have been thinking about that, on ways that I can serve God in a different way at church and through my ministry. And I know for sure I want to do more theater, more plays, stage plays and stuff in churches and stuff. So I definitely want to continue to do that. I started that years ago, but I want to make sure I do that more going forward.
Yes, God's going to use you in a mighty, mighty way. Just look forward to it. As you receive the vision, write it down. Like the Bible said, make it plain. Mm-hmm. And then God's going to send people that's going to help you. He's going to help you. It's going to come and to add to you, to help grow you. And when it comes, just thank God for it. Thank Him in advance, because help is on the way. I know we prayed last year, prayed with you, and I told you that help was on the way. And I want to believe today that help has come. But God is about to send you even more help in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. That's what I'm getting for you. Hallelujah. Yeah, so go ahead, husband. I know you have something else you want to ask everybody, because, you know, he's from Louisiana, and, you know, he has that gift of teaching. You know, he's going to break it down to the simplest form. And I'd be like, I got it, but he has the need to continue to tell me. And sometimes he gets to, baby, but let me finish. I'd be like, I got it. You know, and some people don't need, you know, as a teacher, you're going to break it down for everybody. And some students, they get it quickly, and then some students, you got to go the extra mile. So my husband, when he's ministering to me, he wants to take me all the way through when I've already got it in the beginning. Which is good, because that's a good quality of a teacher. So when he preaches and teaches, he breaks that thing down where he can give you meat, but you can eat his meat, because he's going to shred it, he's going to chop it, he's going to give it whole for those that can eat it whole, he's going to shred it, he's going to blend it, so you all can eat meat, but it's going to be processed differently. Hallelujah. Did you get that, baby, over there? Did you get
it? I like that.
Yes. Dazzling, Denise. What I do is being a teacher, and I know that you said you get more, you know, out of being a teacher, but I know when you're dealing with different students and different personalities, you're not just dealing with their personality, you're dealing with personalities, whoever it is that's teaching them at home or on the bus or on the schoolyard. So that is a lot of teaching and unteaching as well. Can you remember a time to where maybe you were out of position, and what happened? You know, what do you happen if you are out of position?
You won't go nowhere. Like, when you're not in position, you get stuck. You get nowhere.
Yeah.
You just stuck, and then you asking God, like, what should I do? Once you get down on your knees and ask God, like, I'm lost and confused, and I need your help to guide me, to put me in the right place at the right time, the right position, then you'll be able to see things clearer. But yes, I have been down that road when I wasn't in position and nothing's not going the way that I envisioned it to go because I wasn't in the right position.
Yeah.
So
amen.
You definitely
been down that road. Now I'm glad I'm able to look back at it to show people that you can get out of that position and get into the right position.
Get into the right position.
Amen.
Know your position. If you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we have Dazzle and Denise on the line with us. We're talking about play your position and all the positions that she played effectively in the businesses that she owns and she's the boss of, that's helping other people to get in position, to be able to be financially stable. Let's talk about that, Denise, the position that you're playing to help other people to get in position to be able to make their own income and be successful and have their own business.
Okay, well, with my travel business, I'm able to bring people on my team to help them be successful in a travel business to create their own residual income. So not only do I book travel for clients, I also train other travel business owners to book travel for their clients and then also teach them how to receive residual income. So that's one of the ways that I help other people that's trying to start their own business because I give them all the tools to be successful.
So how would we contact you to be able to, if we wanted to get started, someone that was listening wanted to get started, how would we be able to contact you to be able to, you know, say we wanted to get in the position where we can start earning our own, you know, money and having our own business and being effective in that position, how would we be able to contact you?
Okay. There are several different ways. You can reach out to me on Facebook at Dazzling Denise Travel Services, and that's Dazzling spelled D-A-Z-Z-L-I-N-G. D-E-N-I-E-C-E Travel Services on Facebook and then also on Instagram, Dazzling Denise. And then you can also send me an email at dazzlingdenise@gmail.com.
Can you spell your Denise for us? Some people spell Denise differently.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's spelled D-E-N-I-E-C-E, Denise, but it's with the D-E in front of Nice.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you so much for being on the show.
Don't
go anywhere.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, if they want to be a guest on the Not So Christian to Me show, they can look us up on Facebook as well. And it's spelled completely out, the Not So Christian and Me show on Facebook and Instagram to be a part of the show.
Yes, it's a great show. You all had an opportunity to be on the show and go into the studio with her and her co-host. I just had a good time. I feel like I was in a classroom. Believe it or not, they play these games. And
right.
I was like, come on. It was so much fun,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, she applied all together. Like, literally, I feel like I was in class somewhere.
Yeah.
She had little games. Are you in school? And so it was really, really fun. You enjoyed. Make sure you contact her. You know, she's somebody that I trust. You know, we say we can't trust everybody, and there's some people that we can trust. And she's one person that I do trust when she gives her word. She's definitely a woman of her word and integrity, and she operates in that and with humility and integrity. So if I'm going to sign off on endorse something, I definitely do endorse Dazzling Denise and all that she does, and believing God is a part of everything that she does in her life. And we thank you so much for being on the show. Don't go anywhere. We do have a part that's called Preach Preacher, and because I know God has a call on your life to minister, whatever God puts on your heart, you have 2 to 3 minutes to deliver to the people that's listening, whatever it is, whatever your word that you have, because there's a word in your mouth, and you need to give it to the people on tonight. So we're going to take a music break, and we'll be right back for Preach Preacher from Denise Edwards here on the show. Whatever God has given you, I want you to speak it, Denise.
Okay.
We'll be right back. In one moment. If you're just now tuning in to the show, we're talking about play your position. We have Dazzling Denise on the line, and we have a segment called Preach Preacher. We're going to give her 2 or 3 minutes. Whatever God is putting on our heart to give, there's someone that needs to hear whatever it is that she has in her. I believe that Holy Spirit led. And we're going to take just a minute break here, and we'll be right back with the preacher and the
breaking news now that's going to change. James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Things will get better. We're back here with the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Play Your Position. We have Dazzle and Denise. I hope I didn't put you on the spot, but I just know that God has a word in you to give to the people on tonight. So this is your time. Preach, Preacher.
Okay. I'm glad that you played that song. You know, things will get better. No matter what a person going through, it's always a light at the end of that tunnel. I know some people may be listening that's going through the storm right now, but I'm here to tell you that I'm a witness to there's brighter days ahead. I need you guys to always think positive, speak positive. You know, you speak life into any dead situation. When you speak life into a dead situation, it will come to pass. So whatever you're going through, think positive, positive thinking. You know, a lot of things starts with your mind. You know, if you take control of your mind with positive thinking, your outlook will be better. Every morning, wake up and pray positive thinking. Just pray to God, thank you, God, for waking me up. It'll make a big difference in your day if you start your day out with God. So I just want you guys to keep your head up and keep God first, and everything else will pass.
Amen. You definitely helped somebody on tonight. Definitely keeping your mind stayed on Jesus.
Yes.
You know, he'll keep you in perfect peace. We all go through something, but we have to position our minds, and like she said, position our minds, and we have to do that to receive and what God has for us. That's what blocks God's blessings, as where we have positioned our mind, our unbelief, fear, pride, greed, immorality, idolatry, unforgiveness, judgment, slander. So we have to position ourselves by positioning our minds. And once you position your mind, you can do anything that you set yourself to do. Once you position your mind, things will get better. Things will get better. We've all been through. And my husband was saying something to me when we went to break. We were talking about positioning and how God has positioned people in your life already to help you to get to where you're trying to go.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Again, Denise,
so
we just want to thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners on tonight about you, or something that we didn't cover that you wanted to tell the audience on tonight?
Oh, I want them to know that you can check out me, Miss Diva Mac, Miss T. Michelle. We're going to be performing soon, so make sure you keep your ears out for that.
Absolutely.
We're performing again soon.
Yes. We ready. You ready? I'm ready.
And that's pretty much it. Oh, yes, I'm ready. I'm amped up.
Look forward. We're going to be doing some new things with Dazzle and Denise on the front line ready. She is, y'all have to come see her. She's something else on stage. She's totally different from when you meet in person. She's sweet as pie, but on stage, when she gets that part, she's going to take that part and go with it. And you're going to think that's really her on stage. So she's really good at what she does. So come on out and enjoy.
Again,
we're going to thank you, Dazzle and Denise from the Not So Christian Show, as well as, what's the name of your travel agency?
Dazzle and Denise Travel Services. And if anybody interested in purchasing jewelry for Mother's Day, reach out to me as well on on Facebook and Instagram, yes, because I know a lot of people don't want to go out and shop right now, so you can go directly to my website and shop for Mother's Day. You purchase 2 items, regular price, and then up to 4 more items, 50% off.
Amen. Well, we thank you for the blessing. That's a blessing, too. All right.
No
thank
problem.
You so much
no
for
problem.
Tuning into the show. And we look forward to, again, having you back on the show to see how things are going, because I definitely know that God has called you in ministry in the church, and let us know, you know, what God is doing for you. And I definitely know for sure, I decree and declare that it is done. It is so in Jesus' name, thus saith the Lord.
Jesus
and God
name.
Bless you. You have before you get off the phone,
too.
We want to pray. Yeah, we want to pray for you. Father God,
okay.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we lift up your daughter to you, Denise. It was on tonight, her children and all that she has, all that she loves and concerned about, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless her house, Lord God, bless her finances, Lord God. Let there be no lack, Lord God, in her life, in the name of Jesus
Father.
Christ of Nazareth. We plead
the
blood
of
Jesus Christ over you and all that you love and concerned about, her healed, delivered, set free, blessed, and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for divine instructions and directions to be given to her, Father God, so she knows where to go, that she will be in
Father.
Position to receive all that you have for us. So Lord, we pray for divine positioning for your daughter, Lord God, so that she can receive every blessing that you have for her life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plant seeds of peace, we plant seeds of blessings on tonight. We plant seeds of prosperity. Father God, we ask that you give the increase right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we uproot every seed of the enemy that will cause confusion, that will cause delay, that will cause any sickness of any kind. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we destroy them
the
power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Jesus.
And we still this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God bless
praise
you,
God.
Denise.
You
have a
God
good
bless
night.
You guys, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you all just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we were talking to Dazzle and Denise. It was she just has a beautiful spirit, even through the phone line, the airwaves and everything. You can just tell, you know, what kind of heart that she has. And she has a heart for the people to give. And she's just a hard worker. She not only has a travel agency, the radio show, she's teaching, she's a mother, she's selling jewelry. Are you selling burgers on Sunday, Denise? We just need to know what you're doing. She's picking up shoes for the shoe drive. She's picking up coats for the winter. You know, she's just that person. She has a heart for the people, you know, and she want to get out
you
there
know,
and make it happen.
Great. That's great that she's utilizing all the talents that God has shown her. God has shown her, you know, that she's good at just and more than one thing. And whoever said that we only have to do one thing when we have multiple talents? And I'm glad that she's doing that. You know, what I do want to say is don't give up, don't give out, and don't give in. Keep on moving forward in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said a lot. You know, I just want to go into, we're talking about position and understanding when God positioned you for something. It's very important that we hear from God and know that it's God that is speaking so that we can get in position and receive all that God has for us. I have to say, my husband, I had to be in a certain position, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, for me to receive you and then understand and know who you were when you came. Because if I had not positioned my mind to receive and hear from God, I wouldn't have been able to receive you and be in the place I needed to be in the right position to receive you as my husband, not as a boyfriend, not somebody I'm just talking to, but to receive you as my husband.
Preaching.
It's true. You over there feeling some kind of way, huh? It is true. It is true. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you, because at the same time, because before we even met, the prophet came and said that God is preparing your husband for you, and he's positioning him. So you are being positioned as well to receive me, to be able to find me and know where to find me, and you are in the right position. Because even if we're trying to get somewhere, we have to position ourselves at the right point so that we can go. Because if we not position ourselves in the right, like it's just like traveling to Louisiana, traveling out the country, you got to position yourself to go. You got to put yourself in
That's
a position
right.
to even go. And so we have to listen to God and understand and direction. And, you know, when I talk about saying if you're out of position, you can cause your own demise. You can cause things to happen. You can cause death upon yourself, even death upon your family. In the Bible, it says in Numbers 16, verse 12, it said, and Moses, we're talking about Moses, when God called Moses to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, he positioned him, and there were some that was coming against his position because they wanted to be in a position, or because because things wasn't moving, they felt like, well, God didn't call you, so I'm going to take over the position. And when they put themselves in that position, it caused not only their death, but it caused everybody that was following that person that was trying to put themselves in the wrong position. So the Bible says, and Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram and for his sons of Eliab, but they said, we will not come up. And verse 13 says, is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep acting like the prince over us? So they were complaining because they had not got all that Moses said that they were receiving. So he was saying, we're not coming up. We're not doing, we're not moving. You making yourself a prince over us, not understand that God had put him in the position to bring them out. So he wanted to take up the position by saying, we're not coming up. We're not moving. So verse 14 says, moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. So then Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, do not respect their offerings. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I hurt one of them. So then if we go down in the Bible, we go down into, let's go to verse 20. And the Lord spoke to Moses. Now, you know what? Let's go to verse 16. It says, and Moses said to Korah, tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord. So and you and they, as well as Aaron. And verse 17 says, let each take his censer and put incense in it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord. 250 censers, both you and Aaron, each with his censer. And verse 18 says, so every man took his censer, put fire in it, laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting with Moses and Aaron. In verse 19, it said, and Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. And then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among the congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. So now what has happened is that he put himself in a position to be consumed by God's fire, because God did not call him in the position. See, he was trying to operate in a position that he was not called in, but now it's going to take out his whole family.
Amen.
And so we have to be very, very careful. Very careful, because in verse 28 it says, and Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own will. So Moses is saying, I didn't put myself in this position. God put me in this position, but you're going to know today. So in verse 29 says, if these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But verse 30 says, but if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive in the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Verse 31 says, now it came to pass, as he finished speaking, all the words at the ground split apart under them. Verse 32 says, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, and all the men with Korah, with all their goods, and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Then all of Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, at least the earth swallow us up also. So we have to be careful that we're not putting ourselves in the wrong position that's going to not only cause our death, but people that are around us, people that are attached to us, people that are associated with us, people that are following us. We need to make sure that we are playing our position by being in the right position. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor show, we're talking about playing your position. All right, Pastor, food for thought.
Oh, yeah, food for thought for today. You know, before we get started, today I was at work. I was at work today, and I was driving down Makawa, and I was next to the railroad track. And I looked and seen, you know, that the train was coming down the railroad track, but the end of the train was coming first. And I thought that was odd. So why is the back of the train coming first. So that made me think. I said, this is the first time I ever seen the engine following the rail cars. Usually the rail cars are supposed to be following the engine. And that had me thinking about, you know, the topic for today of playing your position. Now, when you are in Christ, there's a lot of times to where we make decisions to do things on our own. You know, we make these decisions. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. And, you know, we work hard at, you know, trying to achieve what it is that we had set out to do. And most of the time we do it. But then it comes that particular time or that particular place where what you had sought out to do, it fails. Or it starts to fail. Or it starts to break up. And it starts to crumble up underneath you. And then you want God to save you. Okay, and he is gracious enough, you know, that he would save you. But you really didn't even have to do that. You didn't have to do that. If you would have just listened to God and be led, you know, by the Holy Spirit and let God, you know, tell you, you know, okay, well, go here and go there, then you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, all these things. So definitely we should be in position. The rail cars should be following the engine just as we should be following Jesus Christ. We shouldn't expect, you know, God to be following us. You know, we should be following him. Just a little food for thought for today.
Amen. Amen. If you're just tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about play your position and understanding what it means to play your position, but knowing what your position is so that you can be effective in that position. And we allow God to speak to us in position, as I always pray again, for divine positioning in this life so that I can be blessed, so I don't end up in places that I will not be blessed, that will, you know, cause my hurt, cause my demise, or anything, you know, of this world. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1-3, it says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I'm corrected. So here he had to position himself. Rebecca had to position himself so that he can receive and see what God is going to say to him so that he could be corrected. He said, and what I will answer when I am corrected, he said, I will stand watch. That's positioning. He has to stand watch. So he had to be in a position. And then verse 2 says that, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. So if he did not position himself to receive what God has for him in order to know, to write the vision down and to make it plain, so he positioned himself so he could receive divine directions, so he could be answered, so he could be corrected, so that he would be able to know what to do and when to do it. And, you know, because it told him to wait for it. So because he was positioned, he knew to be still, not to move and to wait. God was going to do it for him. So we got to, we just have to know when and when, how. It was the when, where, how, you know, who.
When, you know? Where, how, and why, I believe.
Or why. So we definitely have to position ourselves. We have to position ourselves to be blessed. Position yourself to be blessed. Believe, trust, humble yourself, repent, forgive. Let him be the judge. Praise God in all our situations. We have to trust God in to position us to receive what God has for us. Jesus came. Jesus had to position himself so that we can receive salvation. That was a position that Jesus had to be in so that we can receive salvation. He, like he said, and in the Bible says, he told him in Matthew to put your swords up, because he had to be in a position so that we could receive salvation. Put your swords up. If I wanted help, Jesus said, if I need to help, I can call on my Father in heaven. There was sin, legions of angels. So I don't have to run. I don't have to, you know, hide from you. I don't have to position myself of hiding from you, because I need to be in this position so I can do what I've been called to this earth to do. So Jesus positioned himself. And then Moses had to be put in a position, and we have to position ourselves so we can truly receive what God has for us. And when you get in that position in anything in life, you need to be able to play your position. We can't play everybody else's position and expect the position that we have to flow or to be effective in that position when we're out of position. And, you know, because you have people that have a job, they're in a position, but they're not effective in it because they're too busy in everybody else's business out of their position. So then when someone is looking for them in their position, they can't find them because they've got out of position. And then what happens a lot of times, you'll lose because you're operating in the wrong position. When you're operating in the wrong position, you set yourself up for failure. But if you position yourself and understand your position, then you can be effective in that and you can be successful in it because you're in the right position. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
It's been a really great show. I enjoyed today's show, playing your position. I've learned to be in my position. I'm still learning, even as a wife, you know, being in my position and understanding what it is to, you know, to play my position. It's to understand my position and what's required in my position as a wife, as a mother. And, you know, with these positions, we are constantly learning, and it requires patience. It really does require patience and understanding and also knowledge. The knowledge of understanding. Is that a such thing? Yeah, the knowledge of understanding.
That is a such thing as the knowledge of understanding. Are you talking, that's what wisdom is.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's what wisdom is, the knowledge of understanding. Knowing what to do when you don't know what to do.
Yes, and when we talk about playing your position, think about it. Lucifer was an angel in heaven, and he got out of position and got himself cast out of heaven. Because he wanted to be in a position that was not his position, trying to play the position that he was not called for, that was not his position, got him cast out. So we have to understand, make sure that we are playing our position. Bible says, how are you falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations, because he got in the wrong, or he tried to operate in a position that was not his. And it happens to a lot of us. Play your position. And when you do that, you understand that you can be effective and successful. Stop looking at everybody else in their position, what they're doing. Make your position shine the way you play it. Because, you know, somebody else can play their position. But if you get in there and you become effective in that thing and you make yourself about your position, people start looking at your position and want to be in your position because the way you make it look so easy and it runs smooth, and now they want your position.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
I've seen it happen. They want your position. They want your title. Because you didn't perfect that position because you took time to play your position. You wasn't worried about everybody else's position. You say, this is my position. I'm going to play it. I'm going to be the best at it. I'm going to work at it every day. I'm going to practice. I'm going to rehearse it. I'm going to make it good. Matter of fact, I'm going to make it great. I'm going to be the best in this position, that if they try to find somebody else to play my position, they won't be able to, because I'm going to do it so good, it's going to be hard for somebody to replace me. Because I played my position.
Amen. Play your position. Now, we're going to do an update on this show because my wife said that she's going to play her position. We'll do a little update and let y'all know that she got out of position.
Yes, and then you can tell the people how I've been playing my position and being, you know, I'm still learning. I'm newlywed,
right.
And I'm just, you know, it's important that I understand, you know, my position and what my husband, he needs and his requirements. For him to be able to be effective as a husband. A lot of time our position, us playing our position, is it affects the other person's position. So we need to be able to uphold our parts. It's just like in sports, in any football game or basketball game, it takes a team. And so making sure everybody's in their position and playing their position effectively. So if you're just going to tune in as we wrap up the last few seconds of the show, we just want to say thank you. God bless you. Honey, in 10 seconds, is there something that you want to say to our listeners? We have about 40 seconds.
No, just play your position. That's it. Play your position. Everything will be all right.
Everything going to be all right. Tune in tomorrow night to our show. We'll be here 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tomorrow we're going to have Pastor Jay Dabney on the show. We're talking about living with unforgiveness. You're going to get break some chains. Some people are going to be set free. So I'm going to be delivering.
Yeah.
Tune in 8 p.m. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. God bless you. Take care. Have a good night.
God bless.